This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Ann Katzenbach with local news for today, May 6, 2022. According to the World Health Organization, the global death toll during the first 2 years of the pandemic far exceeds what most countries have reported. Using COVID death data reports from around the world, as well as prior statistics, modeling, and a trove of other calculations, the WHO has determined that approximately 9 million deaths went unreported. Dr. Samira Asma of the WHO says that these numbers are important. When we underestimate, we may underinvest, and when we undercount, we may miss targeting the interventions where they are most needed. Be glad if you live in Jefferson County, where the death rate is accurate and COVID statistics have been carefully recorded and analyzed. You only have to look at the health department's webpage to see this. As of yesterday, we count 28 COVID deaths. Currently, one person is hospitalized, and there are known to be 108 cases in isolation. Currently, the infection rate remains high. On Monday evening, Governor Jay Inslee, in response to the news that Roe v. Wade is likely to be overturned, tweeted, "Not here, not in our lifetime. Washington is and will remain pro-choice, and we will not slow down in the fight to ensure safe, affordable access to every person who needs it. For now, women who live in blue states are safe, but that may not last." As the Washington Post reported on Monday, anti-abortion groups and their congressional allies are already planning for a nationwide abortion ban if and when Republicans retake power. All those who can get pregnant, whether or not they think they'll ever want or need an abortion, could be affected. Starbucks announced Tuesday that it was raising pay and expanding training at corporate-owned locations in the United States. But it said the changes would not apply to the recently unionized stores or to stores that may be in the process of unionizing. The move is viewed by some as a way to coerce workers who want to unionize. But here in Port Townsend, if you like your latte in a Starbucks cup, you needn't worry about Starbucks union problems. While most Starbucks stores are company-owned, the ones inside large facilities are licensed but not owned by Starbucks. According to a Safeway spokesperson, Safeway workers are already members of the United Food and Commercial Workers International Union. It's the same organization that is currently trying to organize the Starbucks stores across the country. The Chimicum Springs Project is an ambitious endeavor that hopes to purchase the land around Chimicum Springs, which is near Egani Road, and restore it to a place with native values and culture. Naomi Dawn Crinquet, a direct Chimicum descendant, and her friend Chastity Say Griffin have been working to help people see the importance of this land purchase that they hope will one day house several native longhouses. The project has until June 21st to raise $400,000 to purchase the land, which will likely otherwise be sold to developers. To this end, there is a GoFundMe site, a Facebook page, a website, and tomorrow they hold a fundraiser in Chimicum that features drumming, singing, instrumentalists, storytelling, song circles, prayers, and raffles from 1 to 5 p.m. at H.J. Carroll Park in Chimicum. You can also donate at SaveChimicumSprings.org. And one of the county's longest-serving public servants, Herb Beck of Quilcene, died on April 26th. Born in Port Townsend in 1938, Beck served 9 terms as Port Commissioner, a total of 36 years. He guided the modernization of the Boat Haven and the airport. He also served as President of the Board of Commissioners of Fire District 2. For a full and entertaining obituary, see this week's Leader. Tomorrow there will be a public graveside service at the Quilcene Cemetery at noon, followed by a potluck celebration of life at the Masonic Hall. And that's it for today's news. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5 p.m., Monday through Friday, and at noon on Friday and Saturday. So long, and don't let the weather get you down.